welcome to Your Utah. I'm Taylor Powers. That is Ethan Millard, bringing you all things on the Wasatch Front. Today we're going full force holiday season.
Yes!
We are embracing it, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to do one segment all about the pre-Christmas stuff, getting you in the season for shopping and all that. But first, we're going to start with Thanksgiving. We're not going to skip it. Don't worry.
No, we'll give it its due.
Yeah.
We'll give it its due. So let's do things. So let's talk about it.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
One of the big things that happens across communities, there are a lot of cool community events around Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the coolest are the races.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to nod to the races, the 5Ks and the 10Ks,
mm-hmm.
but we'll do a later episode.
Yeah.
Maybe next week we'll do an episode
we'll
just
do a
on the
full
races.
Episode all yeah. about the Thanksgiving Day races.
Because you need to know about them ahead of time, because some of them have early registration that's cheaper than day of.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you want to know about them just a little bit in advance that you can register online.
Mm-hmm.
But setting that aside, really cool stuff happening at Thanksgiving, and that includes at the zoo. Thanksgiving Day at Hogle Zoo is Feast with the Beasts.
Oh, that's so cool.
It is awesome. It's a really cool program, and it's on Thanksgiving Day. So the idea is, here's how they pitch it. I love it. Too many chefs in the kitchen? Question mark. Get them out of the house, visit the zoo while the turkey's in the oven. And they do they give the giant pumpkins to the animals. So the elephants and whatever else, you know. The Utah Giant Pumpkin Growers Association donates all these pumpkins. And then you get to go watch the animals devour these giant pumpkins.
That's cool.
Which is really going to be awesome. And that's on Thanksgiving Day.
And usually there are too many cooks in the kitchen. So
infinitely too many. Not only that, you know what's smart about going to the zoo on Thanksgiving Day morning? Is that you interrupt that browsing period. The grazing period.
The grazing, yeah. When you're just snacking on everything.
And you just start eating.
Yep.
And start eating.
It's all there.
And so by the time you have Thanksgiving dinner, which is, you know, usually, you know, in the afternoon sometimes, sometimes really early.
Yeah, true.
By the time you hit Thanksgiving dinner, you're already, you know, 1,500 calories into your day.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes even further.
Yeah, it's because you've been eating since 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so yeah, get out, go to the zoo, take a walk, get the kids out of the house so they're just, you know.
You'll feel way better. So thank you, Hogle Zoo, for giving us a really cool thing to do.
Definitely.
On Thanksgiving morning where honestly, the disorientation is real.
Yes, yeah. Instead of you just grazing, watch the animals graze on pumpkins.
Yes, that's right. It's so much more healthy. A couple of other things that are happening, and this I'm going to mention them today because, well, this is going to be really our only real chance because they're coming so early, and that is you've got the Luminary at Thanksgiving Point, which starts November 20th, which is a Monday, and runs through the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming to Vivint Arena. Both of these events, they're super holiday. They're kind of general holiday events.
Yeah.
But they're coming several days ahead of Thanksgiving.
They're coming soon.
So, you know, kind of a heads up on those. Those are kind of teeing off Thanksgiving this year.
All righty.
So there you go. Run a 5K, hit the Hogle Zoo.
Oh, you'd be so active before you put down another 2,000 calories.
You could have 2,000 calories. Maybe you.
Well, that's including the desserts.
Oh, man. I'll click 2,000 calories way before we get to desserts. Don't worry about that. All right. When we come back, I'm going to take an early look at Christmas as well.
Yes.
It's not too early.
No.
Not too early.
It's holiday season.
This is a respectful kind of responsible look.
We didn't do it on November 1st or anything.
Right. We'll be right back. Okay. Now, we don't want to participate in the trampling of Thanksgiving. And we know how many people really resent Christmas coming around too early, but we want to help you get ready for it. So, what we're doing here is responsible.
Yeah.
This is a responsible look forward at the Christmas season and kind of how to set this
up. We're just trying to justify it to ourselves so we don't feel like we're jumping on it.
That's right. All right. Taylor, let's do this.
Santa's coming.
The end. All right. See y'all on January 2nd.
That's where we're starting. Santa is making a visit to City Creek Center. He's going to be dropping in on the rooftop of some of the downtown buildings with his elves. And it's going to be kind of a welcoming to the holiday season. And so kids are going to get free light wands while supplies last and get to see Santa make his first appearance of the 2017 season.
Great. What day?
This is Thursday, November 16th, and he should be dropping in about 7 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah. A week before Thanksgiving.
A full week before Thanksgiving.
Santa's eager. He wants people to know he's there and he's watching.
So Santa's going to basically spend 6 weeks at City Creek Center. I guess not, maybe five
weeks.
Well,
no, he's just making a visit on the rooftops to like just to say hey.
Oh, I see. So
yeah, he's got to go back up to the North Pole.
Well, naturally.
Yeah, he's just going to make a quick visit, say hello, let everyone know that he hasn't forgotten that Christmas is coming.
Right. Okay, I get it. I get it. All right, okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. He's not sticking around to do pictures and get the Christmas list. That'll come later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Good event.
Okay. And the other events that I got are kind of shopping centric.
You can't ever start too early. I've learned that.
No. First one is called Simple Treasures Boutique. It is a... it's an event. There's going to be November 15th through 18th in Farmington.
Okay.
And November 29th through December 2nd in Ogden. And it's going to be just a big event full of local crafters and fashion. Just a ton of unique local gifts that you can get. A lot of good stocking stuffers or things for coworkers or neighbors. It just seems really cool. And so that's going to be at Legacy Events Center in Farmington. That's November 15th through 18th. And the Golden Spike Event Center in Ogden, November 29th through December 2nd.
I feel like every year that buy local movement just continues to grow.
Yeah, no, it's great. And what day is Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is
24th?
On Thursday. I think it's the 23rd. Hold on. I'm going to look right now. Now that you're asking me.
I was going to say it would be fitting if one of these events fell on Small Business Saturday.
It's the 23rd.
Okay. It does not fall on Small Business Saturday, but still, shop local.
Yes, please shop local.
The other one is the second annual holiday market opening reception. So this is... The annual holiday market has an opening reception and a closing reception. And this opening one, it's pretty much just shopping. It's going to be a lot of art, local artists. And kind of if you know what the Salt and Honey Market is, it kind of lines up with that, the kind of stuff you see there.
Where is it?
This is going to be at the Downtown Artist Collective, which is 258 East and 100 South.
Okay.
You can go on to downtownartistcollective.org and get more information. They've got the flyer up there. And it seems really cool. It's mostly local artists, but it's not just like paintings and prints. There's a lot of unique stuff.
You know, one of the coolest purchases you'll ever make is when you buy your first piece of original art. You know what I mean? When you sit down and you buy something that someone created, and there's not a duplicate somewhere.
Nope.
And you didn't buy a print.
The one copy.
It's just the one, and you like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it's a sublime experience to hang it up on your wall.
Okay.
So you should try it.
I don't know if I've done that.
There's a life experience.
Okay.
That finally I got to before you did.
I do have a lot of artwork that I've created.
Oh, see, that's good too.
Yeah.
That is excellent as well. That is excellent as well.
And that I've given to other people and that there's only one copy. So.
Do you ever sell it?
I have tried, but it's really hard to sell it to someone that I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You have that kind of relationship
attachment
with it.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. I'm willing to.
Will you sell some to me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'll upload it all to Etsy and put it on the Your Utah, and then anyone can purchase it if they want.
You'll extend the offer to listeners.
To listeners, because I kind of know them.
Right. All right.
They at least know me.
In a way, yes.
All right. So those are the things we got. Did I say the date on that one? That's November 17th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. So that's this Friday, November 17th. And it's at the Downtown Artist Collective.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Love it.
Yep.
All right. Great.
That's what we got.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for listening. We hope that you are just as excited as us about the holiday season and you're ready to embrace it and not push it away, because you got to start shopping early. And you don't want to be one of those last minute buyers or going out on Black Friday when it's a mess. So get out there and enjoy your Utah.